to socialist ministers.
So we just had to different.
We're back in studio.
Hey, it's Cheap Hooch.
Oh my gosh. It's really loud.
You just never know what's going to happen in here.
I mean, I can sort of guess. But you're right. You never know for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're here in studio. We've got the new album from L.A. Witch
to play.
In its entirety. It came out like on Thursday, maybe? Wednesday?
Wow.
And but before that, we're going to hear the song that the defunct Beatles won Best Grammy Song of the Year.
This year. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird, but it's what happens.
Island is very worked up about this, so let's give it a listen, and let's be as judgmental as possible.
I like that.
So, I mean, it's the Beatles. How many Grammys do they need?
All right.
Well, let's all right. Here we go.
Is this what Michael Jackson?
Okay, so this is really kind of boring. I mean, it's not even as interesting as Norah Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a nice little change there, but you're right, Jen.
It's a nice little change, but I mean, so what?
So I mean, I gotcha.
Like, you know, when the Beatles were making music, they were groundbreaking. They were transforming music, and this doesn't do any of that. And
it's in line with what they've done before.
I guess, but it's not even as good as, I mean, you know, their last album, Let It Be. Like, think about the songs on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not very good. It's just boring. Anyway, it won a Grammy for Best Song of the Year this year at the Grammy. Best Song of the Year this year.
I think people, you know, just have the nostalgia of the Beatles as well. And, like, it meant a lot to a lot of people. So just having a new sound from that time is going to move a lot of people, I think. And
or maybe it was just, you know, the Grammy people all want to meet Paul McCartney, so they wanted to give him the win.
Which makes you think, like, are we going to be, like, you know, traipsing out, like, every undeveloped demo that's found of any old artist? And I don't know. It does feel like a little, like, I don't know if the word opportunistic is what I'm looking for, but you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, yeah, you know, fix it up, edit, send it out.
Yeah, let's make reuse, repackage, what is it the Smiths say? Yeah. Well, let's just jump right into the new L.A. Witch
new
album.
Shit.
New shit from L.A. Witch. They're for real.
Cheap Hooch.
Right.
scratch was a dog. He licked me like a hungry dog. I was your lover in every life. I'm not alone or afraid to die. We'll be right back. heaven is in your eyes. I see a revelation of what could be. We'll be right back.
Hard to be heard.
Maybe I should try on some headphones.
Sure.
Oh, that's better.
Better.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So that's the new LA Witch
very
album.
Very cool. There was one song that got Joey's attention. He was like, that's a very holy song.
Yeah, totally.
Whole-like. Not holy.
Whole-ish. Whole-like or as.
Whole-ish.
Yeah, but it's good. And they're playing at the chapel on June 14th.
Ooh, is now a good time to do events? Or we can go into one more musical section and then come back and do some events? Unless you feel like you'd like just the whole time to play music.
Oh, no,
totally
I think
cool.
We should totally do events. But let's... I feel like there's a set that is just mm-hmm. like there's a new album by Orbital, so I've got a song by Orbital, new song by Sparks,
yeah,
and then there are people who come into town, so maybe we hear the kind of four songs and then go back to that.
That sounds amazing.
Talk foopy,
yeah,
I like it. But yes, because we just listened to that whole record, which is spectacular. Thank you, LA Witch. They're playing at the chapel on June 14th.
Very cool. And do you have tickets?
Not yet, because we hadn't bought our tickets to France yet when it was announced. And so now we know that we can do it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little nuts doing Pride Bingo, then the LA Witch, then fly to France. But
whoa, you jet setter.
It's what's happening.
You're so cool. Oh, we could talk about this later, but I'm really excited. I finally booked our tickets to Japan. So excited to be there for the Halloween Ball in Shinjuku Loft. It'll be fun. It'll be crazy.
Well, and you know, you will be the tallest people there.
I'm going to intimidate everyone. Everybody's like, the vintage shopping is so good. I'm like, you know, nothing's going to fit me, right?
Yeah.
even if I was trying to buy men's clothes, I'm like, I'm too big for these.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel you.
Yeah, it'll be. I'll buy purses and sunglasses.
Buy purses and
hair clips.
Shoes.
I can't buy shoes.
Maybe shoes.
I got massive feet, Lyland. I can't buy shoes. Maybe men's shoes.
Yeah.
There we go.
No, you need to go to Italy for shoes.
Because
you can.
I need to go to, like, you know, I don't know, like Norway or, you know. Go to Amsterdam. They're large people there, right?
Yeah, but Italy makes shoes for Europe, so they make them for everybody.
All right, perfect. You're right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Italy.
Yeah.
For shoes.
Let's go to Italy for shoes. All right, shall we get back to some music?
Yes, please. It's Cheap Hooch. RadioValencia.fm. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Focus your attention on a spot. And when that spot has your full and complete attention, take a deep breath. Let it out. And close your eyes. Close your eyes and relax. Relax. Listen to the sound of my voice. And relax. Listen to the sound of my voice. And allow every muscle in your body to relax. Listen to the sound of my voice. And allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper into relaxation. For just a few minutes, let your mind go blank. Think of nothing. Just listen to the sound of my voice. This relaxing air taking feel yourself becoming very drowsy. With each breath, allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper into relaxation. Feel the relaxation beginning at the bottom of your feet and gradually working upward until your entire body is relaxed.
Fists if he didn't want to fight. Why'd he give me teeth if he didn't wanna.